What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Prime time on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The man who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, yes, we're trying to make you believe it's a Football Friday and a football weekend, even though it's not.
It's the Pro Bowl.
It's the Pro Bowl flag football game.
That's right.
But next week is the Super Bowl, so
it is.
We'll get more into that, next week.
Yeah.
Although we do have, as I've been teasing, we have a perhaps the final NFL coach in place.
Yeah, we may have to wait a week until that gets finalized. Hint, hint.
Yeah, the Saints are likely going to hire Kellen Moore.
See, if I'm Kellen Moore, by the way,
from the Eagles?
This is easy for me to say because there's one of 32 jobs and I don't have one of those and I'm not getting offered, I don't know, $6-8 million, 4 or 5 years guaranteed, but that's a bad job. And Kellen Moore, you got to be careful, man. A lot of these coordinators, you get one shot. And I know he's young and he may recover, but this isn't going to go well in New Orleans. They're in a bad situation. And I just think you're seeing more guys like Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Brady. I mean, Kingsbury already had his washout, and maybe that's the Kellen Moore thing, is, hey, I wash out, I'm young enough, I go rebound my image. But you look at, like, Spags. Spags washed out, and he was an older guy. Never got another crack. I mean, you sometimes only get one of these, and I just feel like that's a job that 75% of coaches in New Orleans are going to fail. And so I think if you're Kellen Moore, Philly's not going anywhere. That roster is loaded. And I just feel like you stick around and you run that thing another year or two, you're going to have a better job than what New Orleans is. But sometimes you strike while iron's hot. And if they offer you $40 million in guaranteed money, what does it really matter if you flame out? Like, you take your $40 million and then you go back to being a coordinator and you're done.
I feel like he was hotter a couple of years ago.
He was.
And now maybe it's his last chance.
Possible.
And he may think, well, I better take this.
Yeah.
You said 75% of the coaches in New Orleans will fail. Yeah. I would say 95% of the coaches in New Orleans will fail.
Sure. It's just it's a bad spot.
If you go back, Sean Payton, I mean, who, before Sean Payton, or even after Sean. I mean, give me another successful Saints coach.
It's been a while.
Ditka, I know, was there, but he lost. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Mora was there when they had some decent years, when they had like Pat Swilling and Sam Mills and those defenses.
Yeah, but really, Peyton's the only coach who's ever done anything there.
Yeah.
I do feel that way.
Yeah.
Unless I'm missing one. I don't think you are. So Jim Mora.
They've got a pretty ugly history.
Jim Mora went 93-74. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He 0-4 in the playoffs, though.
Playoffs?
Four playoff games.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Four playoff games, he lost them all.
Yeah.
Outside of that, Peyton, 152-89, 9-8 in the playoffs, and of course a Super Bowl. Since then, they've had Aaron Cromer, Joe Vitt, Dennis Allen, and Darren Rizzi.
I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
Kellen Moore next. Before him, they had I forgot about Jim Haslett.
Yeah.
He went 2-1 in the 1-1 in the playoffs.
Okay.
45-51 overall. Ditka, Rick Venturi. There's Mora. Wade Phillips was there for four games. Bum Phillips, 27-42. Dick Stanfill.
Oh, good old Dick.
Dick Nolan. Hank Stram went 7-21 there.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're back into the we're into the
60s. Peyton and Peyton and Peyton alone. And
yes.
They were the Aints for a long time.
How did he do? So he just got Drew Brees.
He got Drew Brees.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. I just look at them and, you know, you're $60 million in the hole. You got to clear $60 million just to get back to cap compliant.
Who's their GM?
Mickey Loomis, who's been there.
Oh my God,
since 2001.
You're kidding?
No, he's still there. And your best player, I mean, I guess are you going to still say it's Kamara, who is past his prime?
He's pretty long in the tooth.
I mean,
Olave, who gets banged up.
Olave, who's good, but again, you gave up, I think, two extra picks to go get him. And this is my point with they're constantly trading up to grab players in the draft that even when they end up being good players, I just don't think there's a sense of them building that team top to bottom. The best thing about them was their defense, and Dennis Allen just left. And remember, this is a team, even with Sean Payton, that over the last like 12 to 15 years, multiple times they have been in the worst cap situation in NFL like history. They have some of the most, every year they have some of the biggest dead money just albatrosses around their neck. So why is that going to change? So I've got a team now with a bad quarterback situation. Does anyone believe you're going anywhere with Derek Carr, right? So if it's not Derek Carr, and it is, what other options do you have to find a quarterback? You don't. And you just have a roster that isn't very good. It's just
they
not.
They don't have a good pick?
I think this might be the first time in forever they actually have a full complement of picks. But do you have any faith that they're going to do it well? And by the way, it's the weakest quarterback draft that we've seen in years. I think this is a bad situation, and I think it's a situation that Kellen Moore, if he takes this job, he will be fired in 2 years.
Yeah, but he's also going to get $10 million to do it.
Yeah,
and I'd do that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
and he probably is saying, "Hey, I'm picking the quarterback." He's probably saying that.
I just don't know who you pick.
Well, I know, but it's better to go out with your own guy.
Yeah.
Than the one Mickey Loomis hands you.
Let's see what Derek Carr, if they can get out of this, because I got to take a look-see.
And I don't think Carr's,
he's not good.
No, but he's not awful.
No.
I mean, he's a fine guy to.
So you got one more year with
him. Let's put it this way. Kellen Moore can last more than 2 years with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
You go any worse than Derek Carr, he's not lasting more than 2 years.
Well, you can't get rid of him next year. It's a $50 million hit. And again, you're 60 in the hole already. So he's there next year. And if you move on from him the year after that, it's $28 million. So really, this is why it's crap. So you're already taking the worst cap situation in football, and you've tied yourself to Derek Carr for one more year guaranteed. And if you want to get rid of him the next year after that, you're putting yourself already in one of the worst cap situations in a roster that is riddled with holes. So there's just, good luck, Kellen. Take your money, and it's life-changing money. I get it.
Someone's got to take that bet.
Someone's got to take it.
And someone did.
And someone will. But I think it's interesting that Cliff Kingsbury knows he gets one more shot at this, and he ain't taking that job. Mike McCarthy looked at it and said, I'll wait till next year and try to get another job. Thanks for coming. And the disturbing one is Joe Brady, who cut his teeth, his first job in the NFL, The one where he made his name was in New Orleans with the same GM and the same owner, and Joe Brady looked at that and went, yeah, no.
You think Belichick would want that job over North Carolina?
No, because he wouldn't deal with Mickey Loomis. He'd kill him. The first time that Mickey Loomis wanted to give up a third and a fifth to move up to draft a receiver in the first round, Bill would literally, like, he would stab him in the neck with a pencil.
I can't even imagine.
Because what Bill would say is, F you, we're trading back three rounds, and I'm going to draft three receivers, and they'll be crappy, but at least I'll have three of them, and I'll get two DBs.
It's already been addressed.
I just can't imagine that that would ever work.
Is there a worse job in the NFL?
Right now?
Yeah. I mean, you've painted a pretty grim picture.
It's bad. It's a bad job.
Well, I know it's a bad job, but is there a worse job in the NFL right now?
You can make the argument Carolina's a crap job. Their owner is a mess, and if you believe Bryce Young has turned something around, maybe. But Carolina's a bad job. New Orleans is a bad job. I think Jacksonville is probably a bad job, although they got rid of Balky.
Duval.
And maybe...
Hey, what was that all about?
Well, Duval is the county that Jacksonville's in, and so it's a...
That's kind of their, like, rallying cry for their fan base, is they all chant Duval, and Liam Cohen sounded like a rube doing it.
Duval.
Here we go.
How long does he last? A year? 2 years?
I don't know. There's people that are high on him, so we'll see. But I don't think that's a great job. You know, the other one that's a sneaky bad job that they don't win historically and ownership just a mess is the that's a sneaky.
You say the Raiders.
The Cardinals. The Cardinals isn't a good job.
Their ownership kind
of I've
sucks,
never
right?
heard one good thing from anyone about Arizona.
Was Bruce Arians criminally underrated?
Yes.
I think he was.
Yes, he was.
Although he did get Tom Brady to get the Super Bowl, but yeah.
Bruce Arians was a
he won now, in Arizona.
He was a ass of galactic proportions, and he rubbed everyone the wrong way. But and he's going to kill himself on the sidelines with health problems. Like he's
gone. He's done.
Yeah, he's strung so tight. But yes, Bruce Arians was way better than people realized.
All right, you want to hear Jordan Mailata mic'd up?
Yeah, this is good stuff.
He is of the Eagles.
He's doing bits
now. When you're out there running around on a football field, Jace, I picture the trash talking to be very blue.
Yes.
And not very original.
And very racist.
Sure.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what... I mean, we all have our visions of what the trash talk out there might be like.
Yeah, it's not good.
Is this your vision?
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit or your body?
That's Jordan Mailata.
He's doing Bane from Batman.
And who is he talking about? Or talking to, I mean.
He was talking to whoever number 32 is for the Commanders' defense. He was talking to a defender who he had just blocked the previous play. It looked like a DB, maybe a safety.
I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body?
If you can't get that, he's saying, I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body?
Yeah.
That's what Bane said. Bane said as he's breaking Batman's back.
Now that, he needs to be mic'd up more. If he's doing bits like that out there, I want more.
There's another bit that it doesn't sound as good as that one, but basically he pancaked somebody on Saquon Barkley's really long 60-yard touchdown run to like open that game, and he took down A.J. Brown in the process. He like pancaked A.J. Brown to pancake the defender, and he was just so sorry. He's screaming the whole way down the field how happy he is, and then afterwards he has to go find A.J. Brown to tell him he's sorry for knocking him down.
He's great. He's just I love people that are out that are having fun. You know, as opposed to just...
And he's the one that can sing, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he sing?
He's got a great voice.
He's got a Christmas album or something?
Yeah.
With Jason Kelsey?
Very talented. Former rugby guy and just enormous human being. Because, you know, dude, you're just out there shouting the N-word at people and, you know, it's like...
I wasn't.
Well, no, but just...
You might have been.
In general. Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of the same
crap. Get creative.
Yeah, get creative with it. You know, got there doing Batman bits.
The guys are all copycats. You know, like what is this bit that they're doing now with under the nose? You know, like they're.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what that is.
Buck, you know what that is? You know, the kids, you know.
I've seen that where they cover their face and then they go like this. I honestly think it looks like they're saying you stink. Like I'm covering up my nose because you smell bad.
I think
but I don't know if that's actually what it
Everybody
is.
Everybody does that one or they do the sword.
Yeah.
And you know what I've learned from Will Ortner? That is not a sword. That is you putting a seatbelt over you because like it's the DB saying you're getting strapped in. Like you're like I'm locking you up. I'm holding you down.
Okay.
The only one that I like that I see, and more people do it, but the one that I remember the first time I saw it was Muhammad for the Ducks. He started doing it when he was playing with the Huskies, where they do the square and then the thumbs down. I kind of enjoy that one.
And that means what?
Well, that he shut you down. Like, you're in his no-fly zone, and then, you know, he gives you
I think that was even like, I'm putting you in a box.
Putting you in a box.
Something like that.
He gives you the thumb. I kind of enjoy the simple double thumbs down. I chuckle at that
Did we like the Aaron Rodgers, the belt?
Yeah, the belt one was decent. I hate
Cam Newton, Superman.
That's the douchiest one. And the feed me, the Ezekiel Elliott, the feed me. Also, the annoying first down point. I'm not a fan of that one. AJ Brown, everyone does it, you know.
Does he do the first down point?
He's a big first down point. It's like, dude, you caught a 6-yard out. Like, simmer down, all right? Like, for God's sakes.
Right.
Also, the other one that I can't stand is when the ball, like, a DB has got a guy one-on-one, and the receiver hasn't beat by a yard or two, and it's just a bad ball. And
it's thrown, like, 10 yards out of bounds?
Yeah, and then the guy gets up. And
Nope!
What did you
not have been here.
You didn't do anything. It's just a bad ball.
No fly zone. Hey, I got that.
You jump up and you Richard Sherman, that son of a bitch. You knock that thing down. You get
you
up and
celebrate.
You celebrate all you want, but you can't celebrate when the guy had separation on you and then, you know.
That terrible pass, I win.
Yeah, like what? Again, turn to the quarterback and give him the thumbs down. You can't. It's not, you didn't do anything.
Yeah, DBs are kind of obnoxious.
Yes.
In that way.
Yeah.
But so are receivers, too. Yes. I don't know who's more obnoxious. Yeah.
I played against Fred Smoot. Oh, my God. I can't even, like, he never stopped, ever. It was nonstop, and I can't repeat any of it. Steve Smith was this way for, you know, the receiver. Just, it didn't stop. It's just anger, just vile, just the worst things you can think of, just spewing out. And I always thought to my, like, don't you get tired? Are you never?
They love it.
Are you never winded? I was always sucking air to talk trash. Plus, what am I going to say?
Fred Smoot, age 45.
Yeah, but he was a good DB for years in the NFL, and just one of the truly elite trash talkers of all time. He had a whole when he played us when he was at Mississippi State. That man did research. He had Mormon history. Like, you wouldn't believe. That dude was referencing stuff where I was like, oh, my God. I was like, are you LDS? The man does his work. He knew dudes like, he knew who was married. He knew who had kids. That dude was on point.
That impresses me.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah.
You know what else he was behind?
Hmm.
He was behind, he was a center figure in the Love Boat
That's
scandal.
Right. Yes, he was.
Yeah. You remember the whole thing about?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Viking pleasure cruise.
Running through the okra patch.
Yeah.
He had the purple. Double,
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. The apparatus. Bryant McKinney, I think, was on that boat, too.
It was Bryant McKinney who was running through the okra patch. That was what it was. That was a
Fred
sexual
Smoot
act.
What did Fred Smoot get arrested for? I see he's got a mugshot.
I think
he got arrested for that?
Yeah. The Love Boat scandal, that was a big deal back then.
I didn't think they got arrested. I thought they
Was what was the crime?
Well, I think prostitution.
Oh, yeah. I just thought he was like,
Here it says he got arrested on civil misdemeanor charge for failure to comply with a support obligation.
Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
Like didn't pay child support?
Baby mama.
Oh, support. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Well, I'll tell you that. You sit in an NFL locker room, a lot of people that disagree with domestic violence orders. And child support payments.
Right.
Definitely heard some uncomfortable conversations about that. To the point when the Buccaneers, we had a bit of a problem. And the NFL had to send down a crisis team. And we had to sit in a team meeting. And they explained to us that no matter what they do, you can't hit them. And you do have to pay them. And you can't take your kids and just leave. We had one guy that his baby mama was trying to leave the house in a car. So he took his truck and he ran over the car that she was in. And he got arrested and he thought, well, what the hell? they were both my cars.
Yeah. Why are they arresting me?
Why are they arresting me? And I had to sit in a room and listen to someone explain to this gentleman
why you can't do that.
Why you can't run over a car while your partner and your child are in said car, even if they're both your cars.
I can guarantee you that guy still thinks that's bullsh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't hear a lot of trash talk like this.
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit or your body?
And points for the delivery. Oh, your body!
Yeah, really I feel like that. There's multiple drops in there. I think the laugh is a drop, and the your spirit or your body it might be a drop.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
He does it. That's a good Bane. It's a good Tom Hardy
it's
impression.
Solid.
I like it.
All right. Coming up next, the Blazers, your Blazers, win again.
I don't know what to make of this.
What do you mean you don't know what to make of this? Well, it's stupid. Why are they doing it? Why are you on the fence about this?
They can't. You're a loser.
God. That's next on The Fan.
Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
We will have Joey Harrington on our show next hour. Find out what he's got going on here on this not-so-football-y weekend.
Even though it says Football Friday, I heard it in the open. I mean, what do you...
Well, that's what you do now. You just say things. Doesn't matter if they're true.
No, that
People
is...
People will believe them.
That is kind of...
It's Division I football!
Hey, we take our cues just like everyone else.
Yeah. Yes, he
from
is.
From our fearless leaders.
Say what you want.
Hey, the Blazers won again.
Yeah, that is true.
And it makes me sad.
What now? What, is it 7 of 8?
Yeah. Let's see. Six of seven. Now, back when, and I don't remember the exact game. I'm looking at their schedule. I was in here and getting ready for the show, and Danny was in here, and he was like, oh, the tank is on.
Yeah.
He said that.
Not so fast. Well, we all thought it was on.
Yes, because they lost by 115 points or something.
Yeah, they had reeled off.
Was it that Miami game?
Yeah, they reeled off. They had lost to Dallas, Miami, Brooklyn, the Clippers, and the Rockets.
Yes.
All in a row. And
somewhere in there, we all thought the Blazers were flipping the switch.
The Clippers beat them 118-89. I mean, the Nets beat them 132-114. So it was like, I mean, here it comes.
Yeah, and it might have been that Clippers game.
And now all of a sudden, now to be fair to this win streak, okay?
Uh-oh.
Well,
nobody poops on a win streak quite like you.
No, they're playing better ball, but at the same time, they've beaten the Bulls, the Heat, Magic, Hornets, and the Magic again. Although the Bucks was a great win.
Great win.
That was a great win.
How many people lost their shorts betting that one? Because the Blazers won out in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And we thought Lillard coming back to Portland.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to run them out of there. And,
you would think. Milwaukee was coming off the second half of back-to-back. But, I mean, these last two games especially, they have looked. You can make the argument. I was sitting there last night, and I was flipping back and forth between the Ducks game, which don't.
Yeah, they were bad.
Oh, my God.
What happened to them?
What?
Come on, Dana.
I mean, they got
what do you think?
Drilled. I mean, drilled. So, I gave up on that, and I flipped over to the Blazer game, and I'll try to check in. If I'm home and the Blazers are on, I try to check in and watch a little bit of the games. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, are they going to do it again? They look legitimate right now. And then you remember, it's not like the Magic are any good, but like if you want to get one of the top six worst records, or the top six picks, those are the teams like Orlando that you need to lose to. Like, you're going to lose to the Oklahoma City.
Well, how many
City.
Times are we going to say this? I think we're beyond
that. I think we're beyond the tank.
They're almost 10. They're only 10 games under 500.
Yeah.
So they're not.
No.
I mean.
Well, I mean, if this is what it is, and granted.
They're going to pick 12th.
You could see post All-Star break, post trade deadline. Maybe you move one of the two of the veterans. Maybe start shutting guys down. But it does appear right now that the tank is not on, that the tank is off. And
well, I don't think Cronin likes that.
I can't imagine that he does, because I know right now, like Blazer fan, and I always try to stay somewhat engaged with Blazer Twitter, and some of the like Blazer's Edge does a good job, and Danny does a great. There's a lot of good people that follow him. But this notion that this young core, you don't need another guy, and that the young core can just grow and develop,
that's a thing.
It is just so short-sighted. Like, how many times do we see Anthony Simon have, like, over the last handful of years, have, like, a 4 or 5-game stretch, and people are like, oh, my God, he's taken the leap. And we do that with Shaden, and we do it with Scoot. Now, I do think
Shaden might even be worse, because he hardly ever plays, and he has one good game, and we're like, he can be a cornerstone, and God.
I do think that Denny, and I think that Kimani Kamara, I think they are what they are, and I think those are nice, solid building blocks, but But we get so ahead of our, like, you go on a 6-game win streak, you beat one good team, and all of a sudden it's like, we don't need another top 3 pick. It's short-sighted beyond belief, but it kind of feels like that's just the path where this is headed.
So what do you do if you're Cronin now? You can't fire Chance, can you?
I mean, at the end of the day,
you want to lose, you better, because Chance is trying to win.
Well, he doesn't have a contract, so you can just let him go.
You can, but I don't think you can. You're playing too well.
And that's the thing. Then that's a way worse look for your image.
Yeah, now you're Cronin's stuck.
Yeah,
because Chauncey wants to win, and they're winning.
Yeah,
and Cronin's like, damn it, I want him to lose. We all know he's not bringing Billups back next year.
I wouldn't think so.
But he can't fire him now because they've won 6 of 7.
He's going to Lovie Smith him.
What a mess.
They're going to end up with the 10th pick and another 19-year-old developmental project, and we're back to crossing our fingers that Scoot, Shaden, and Klingon are... And to be fair, right? Since moving to the bench, both of those guys, especially Scoot, appears to have figured something out. But... again,
I'm gonna go to that lake.
We see guys go on 6-game runs quite a bit. And also, figuring something out and being a solid player ultimately leads you nowhere. It just ends up with a bunch of solid players that don't do anything.
Looking at a mock draft, if they're in the 7th spot, they could take Trey Johnson out of Texas. How about that?
Is he that freshman?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I saw him not too long ago. I think he's a little undersized though, isn't he?
6'6", 190.
Hey, that's perfect. They are long. They are a long team right now.
I don't know. What a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
I just.
Because they're not. Okay. So
they're not going anywhere.
Exactly. You got to remember, they're 19 and 29.
Yes. I know. That's the other thing.
That's the thing. So you got to get off Blazers. I'm not telling you what to do, but look, Twitter is going to try to convince you that there's some sort of hope.
Yeah.
There's not. They're 19 and 29. They suck. Their best path here is to be 48.
And it feels like it's not.
It
feels like that ship has sailed. They're playing hard. They're getting some development. And
they're back in no man's land. Yeah. And they're going to trade Ayton, or he's gone.
I would hope so.
And he's not a part of the future. And they're going to trade. Isn't the deadline next week?
Yeah.
So Jeremy Grant will be gone, right?
It depends. This is the first year of the weird second apron, and some of those contracts might not be as movable as you think. So, you know, I don't. It feels like we're back to running two timelines, and what sucks is your team, for the first time in years, shows promise and shows development and shows growth, and it's exciting with some of the young guys. Because to me, if you're winning games and you're winning them with Jeremy Grant and you're winning them with, you know, some of the vets, whatever. But this run here has been sparked, with the exception of Ayton, who's, again, seemingly cares all of a sudden. And
dominating.
Don't bet on that sticking around.
Wait till that ice comes next week.
That guy doesn't give two blanks. He is the most unreliable I give a damn. The Phoenix Suns gave up Tumani Kamara just so that they would take Ayton's contract.
And yet Ayton's probably going to have a monster next two games because they're playing against the Suns, and he probably has a chip on his shoulder about how they thought he wasn't good enough.
But, you know, at least you got Kamara out of that deal. But you have real promise from the young guys, and it does feel like it's counterproductive to what is in your best interest. I just feel like this is going to be viewed, when it's all said and done, as another lost season. And if you run it back with the same group, and let's say you even get growth and development out of your young guys, okay, so next year, what, you're the 12th worst team, and maybe you're sniffing around the play-in? That's where we're at. That's, my God, we were better than that for years, and we all got tired of that, where you were a legitimate playoff team. And now the goal is, we're saying that it's good enough being maybe a play-in team, and that you no longer need a top 3 or 4 pick. And it just feels like it's a wasted season. And that's frustrating to me, but I get why a Blazer fan is excited, because there does appear to be real growth and progress. But there's a difference between growth and progress and having a real starting backcourt in the NBA. And because Scoot looks pretty good coming off the bench these last handful of games, all of a sudden, that's the point guard of the future? I'm not buying that.
I'm going to go to that lake.
All right, In the News is coming up next, I think. Yes, we are in the news.
Yes, and we're late. Let's go.
We have another local creepo teacher.
Oh, boy.
To tell you about.
Damn creeps.
That's coming up next on The Fan. Here's Buck.
The dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We will talk sports coming up. But right now it is January 31, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame newsman. Hello, thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Hell is Freezing Over Day.
Well, planes are falling out of the sky again, so.
And Portland might be freezing over.
Yeah. I saw in the news they have a thing of how to check your elevation.
I saw that too.
Can we grow up a little bit about the weather here? Just a scooch.
What do you mean?
Can we act like adults?
Tell that to my wife.
For God's sake. Is she checking your elevation?
Nurse Nice got the chains ready.
Nurse Nice had to go shopping today. That's why I was a little late for our appointments.
Got to stock up for the weekend.
Got to stock up. I think it's going to be really bad.
Think you'll get snowed in out there?
No, I don't.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
When's the snow supposed to hit?
It isn't.
Never. It's going to hit the mountains tonight, maybe.
Wait, what sort of elevation are we at? Are we at mountain elevation right now?
Mountains are going to get 2 feet.
Yeah, the mountains are going to get hit. But down here in the valley, you might see a couple snowflakes.
Well, you better check.
Mix.
Better
which
go to KG.
See all the time around here, am I right?
Better go.
Damn libs.
You know what? Today I was at a Chick-fil-A, and I did feel like maybe there was a wintry flake that came down.
Yeah, well, call my wife. She'd be like, I'll be right there. All right, today is also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. Mm. I love Brussels sprouts.
When done right. But I'm not just eating like raw Brussels sprouts. You know, JoJo makes a pretty good Brussels sprout. The little chicken place over here.
Yeah, it's JoJo's good.
Yeah, you got to be careful because like you can't have bland Brussels sprouts, but you also can't eat them dipped in like cream sauce and like bacon. Otherwise,
well, I think you can.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of eating Brussels sprouts?
No.
No?
Why would you say that?
Well, because here's my thing about, like, if you take a vegetable and you just make it really, really unhealthy and cover up the
you
taste.
You still get a vegetable.
But you're negating the benefit
so
of
what?
Eating the vegetable.
I don't care. Do you think people care?
I would rather just then house a couple bland vegetables.
If I can play in the back-to-backs.
Sorry.
Well, and then, well, that's you.
And then move on to other delicious things.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Right.
I think how people feel about it, generally speaking, would be, hey, I'm getting my vegetables in, and it's delicious. Win-win.
And it's actually, I'm consuming more calories than I would be if I was eating chicken parm.
Nobody counts calorie. Who counts wait.
A lot of people. Hey, as long as you're on Ozempic, what does it matter?
That's right. What was I going to say? Oh, we have a creepy. We have another creep teacher. I got to tell you about.
Oh, true story. Sakes. What's this? Is it?
Oh, it's in freaking Vancouver.
Freaking Vancouver. What happened? Male, female? What is?
Oh, like it's ever a female?
It is.
It is not.
I beg to differ.
Give me one.
Once in a while.
Dude,
oh, there's once in a while that they have sex with a high school.
Boy. That's what it was. That's usually when it happens. It's some younger female teachers having
sometimes,
sex with high school boys.
And you call them creepy?
Well,
I don't.
Well,
that's still pretty creepy.
It's a little. It's,
I mean, it's not great.
Right. It's definitely not it's, as bad,
it's
but it's still
great.
Freaking gross.
But it doesn't go in the same category as the creep. Dude,
no, it doesn't.
What's creepy dude doing?
95% of them are 99.9% of them are dudes.
I know. Goes without saying.
Fort Vancouver High School.
I could have told you right there. It's all you need to know.
Clark College. He's a teacher at Fort Vancouver. He's a coach at Clark College. Alleged inappropriate behavior with female Clark athletes. His name is...
Wait. If they're Clark College, then he's creepy, but he's legal creepy? Because Clark Collins, I mean,
he's a teacher at. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I see what you're... Yeah.
Right?
Like, if it's only the college girls...
Then we're just dealing with creepy, but not criminal.
We take him down. Yeah, that's right. His name is Owen Fraser. He's 40 years old. Mm. He's been investigated on suspicion of communicating with a minor... For immoral purposes and fourth-degree assault.
Oh, for God's sake.
According to a search warrant, no criminal charges will be referred, according to the police. I don't know why. In a stunning turn of events, he did not contact the Colombian or return their phone calls for comment. Mm.
Color me shocked.
I will say, like a year or two ago, one of my daughter's female teachers got arrested because she was sleeping with a male student. So,
yeah, we know it happens, but listen, come on, dude. If you're making the case for women versus men in these types of situations, it's not a fair fight.
Nah, it's not.
Women, generally speaking, are not creepos. Men... are.
Just trying to be fair, trying to be balanced. Come on, Owen, be better. Why underage, dude? You're working right there at the college. You can just be creepy and not creepy and illegal. Come on.
Sooks, how to be creepy legally.
Well, look.
Yeah,
can
just
we all,
work at a college.
Can we
nice
all,
advice.
Can we all agree that if you're going to be creepy, it's better just to be creepy and not illegal?
Well, if you're going to be creepy, just don't be creepy at all.
Well, that's... Creepy guys are going to be creepy.
Creeper's going to creep. I agree with that.
But at least creepy at college is just, like, some, like, 19-year-old living with
their... Yeah, but college kids don't want that either.
Living with their abnormal psych professor. At least that's...
Don't be creepy in your basement on the internet.
Man. That's right.
I think that's how it starts.
Okay, so there's this bus driver named Levi. And he said that... He's the one that told Vancouver police that... There were multiple Clark students that came to him about Fraser acting inappropriately.
The trustworthy bus driver.
Yeah, Levi for the win.
Boy, I would have thought that the bus driver was the one being creepy.
Or would be in on it.
And he said he reported it to Clark College as well.
Good job, Levi.
Yeah, way to go.
So there's an internal investigation.
Man, guess what? He did that. I think we can all agree.
Four female athletes listed in the affidavit.
Man, for God's sakes. Mm. He's sending nude photos. Stop sending nude photos. You're 40 years old.
If they want to see your wang, they'll let you know.
I promise you.
But who's even in charge of our penises, you know?
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
I kind of wanted to see the wang.
Maybe he can send it to you.
Vet it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but just guys out there, whether you're creepy or whether you're, you know, whatever, just know a woman can see a penis whenever she wants. She'll ask to see yours.
Yeah, that's right.
Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery.
Yeah, she'll see yours without you even knowing she got you to show it.
You can't just be like, ha, here it is. Stop that. Stop it. Don't be Ted Kennedy, for God's sake.
In Salem man news, a man is facing a murder charge after he crashed his car while allegedly transporting the dead body of his former girlfriend. Bodies fall out of Hershey's.
Come again?
Tyler Andrew Holman, a 39-year-old man... lost control of his car in Independence.
Why did he have a dead... Why did he have his dead girlfriend? He didn't kill her, did he?
Shortly before 6:30 a.m. Monday, deputies found the car and Holman along the rural road, and the injured driver was taken to a hospital to receive medical treatment. Deputies also found the body of a dead woman. The circumstances at the scene suggested she was not killed in the car accident. An autopsy later in the week revealed... Her name is Ashley. She had been killed by a gunshot.
Oh, for God's sakes.
They were previously in a romantic relationship. They've arrested Holman on a domestic violence assault charge.
Yeah, I would say that. That's, you know, it's not good.
Yeah, put him in jail! Yee-hee!
Apparently he grabbed her and threw her down. She was afraid to go home. That case was dismissed in August. Police arrested him after he was released from Salem Hospital. He was booked on charges of second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. The investigation is ongoing.
It's not good. I'm guessing,
where do you think he was going? I'm
guessing to get rid of the body. I'm also guessing he's the one responsible with the bullet. Well, they're in Independence, right? I'm guessing, you know, you can find places in Independence. A place known for its remoteness.
You think he's sitting there going, God, if I just hadn't wrecked.
Well, I mean, can I... If you've murdered someone and you're transporting the dead body...
Take a few more precautions.
10-2, my man. Set the cruise control. There's no dead body speedometer out there. What are you doing? Heaven's sakes, you would think of all the times that you were going to drive as careful as possible, transporting your victim would be that time. Guessing, though, decision-making.
Well, and if he was going to be careful, he probably would have chosen to do that before he had to kill his girlfriend.
I don't know if he had to. I think that's
well, before he chose to.
Yeah, he chose to. It's like he was four. He's like, I didn't want to, but, you know.
She made me. No.
Had to. A buck over there, victim blaming.
Hey, whoa. I'm just saying this guy's probably not in his right mind.
Buck
he's
over there saying
decisions.
That he had to do it. He's like, look, I didn't think it was a good thing, but he had to. You got to do what you got to do. Come on, Buck. Be better.
I'll try. And also, who's in charge of your penis?
What is Oregon's most recognizable landmark? That's next on The Fan. And finally tonight on In the News, or today, whatever, I don't know. It feels late because it's been dark and dreary today.
Yeah.
Not sunny like it has been for 18 days.
My buddy today called me and he said, hot take, today is better than the previous days because he said it wasn't as cold. And I said, that's
nope.
Dumbest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, that's really
bad. He was trying to claim that like 50 and rainy is better than 39 and sunny. And I was like, you moron.
I'm glad you properly shamed him.
Oh, I did. I went at him hard.
That's a bad take.
What an idiot.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, just stupid.
But it was a little warmer.
It was.
But again, that's not the point. Yesterday was a nicer day, and that's not close.
Gray, cold, and depressing.
Meanwhile, my wife's like, it's 52, it's going to snow. Baby, it's gotten warmer. No, it's going to snow.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you looking at the same app I am? Yes.
What's our elevation?
And finally, yes, Oregon Live was asking this question, and I think it's an interesting question. I don't know that there is a right or wrong answer here.
Oh, there is.
But they are asking the question, what is Oregon's most recognizable landmark?
So not Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. And I think there is only one correct answer. Well, there's not one correct answer. To me, there is one answer that stands above the other answers.
I would go, there's one that jumps to my mind, too.
Okay, do we want to say them at the same time? Countdown?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mount
Crater Lake.
Oh.
And I would have jumped in with Multnomah Falls.
Oh, wow.
Multnomah Falls.
Attractions? We're talking attractions?
But that's up there for
Mount
sure.
Mount Hood?
Well, I think more people probably go to see Multnomah Falls than go to see Mount Hood.
Well, you can see Mount Hood all the time. I can see an underwhelming waterfall anywhere.
I'm not saying I think it's the best. I just think it might be the thing that most people go to see.
Yeah, I think Buck's on to something. That may win. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make it the best.
Yeah. We know, we get it. You think it's overrated, but it's a very popular attraction. Probably the most popular attraction because it's easier to get to from Portland than, you know, Crater Lake's down there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, how about all of us with a different answer?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
The text line said the Made in Oregon sign.
Yeah. I was going to say, if it was Portland, then the Portland, Oregon Old Town sign.
Yeah.
It's not Made in Oregon. It says Old Town, right?
I think it says Made in Portland, right?
You're talking about the stag sign?
The stag sign. I'm pretty sure it says Portland, Oregon, and then I think it says Old Town.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But I don't think it says Made in Oregon.
No, it doesn't say Made. It says Portland.
Yeah, it says Portland, Oregon, and then I think it says Old Town. But if you're saying Portland, that sign is, that's Portland.
Other submissions from the text line, Haystack Rock in Cannon Beach.
Yes.
Also, the Woodburn Outlets. Bring people from near and far.
Okay. But the Haystack Rock is a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, if you're going top five,
it's probably in there.
It's probably Crater Lake, Haystack Rock, Multnomah Falls, maybe the Gorge. Ah, although you could count falls with the Gorge.
Yeah.
Just do a general. Yeah. And then
the Rock is good. Welcome to the Rock. Rock is a tourist
attraction.
The sign. Yeah.
And then probably Mary's Club.
Piddock Mansion.
Gosh. I don't know. I just, every day when I'm driving home and it's a head-on view, and on a nice day when you see Mount Hood, I don't know, that gets me every time. And there's so many, a thousand times in my life I've looked at that and thought, what a great place to live.
Mount Hood is beautiful.
Maybe because I just see it
particularly
every day.
With snow. Yeah, well, yeah.
And
like,
I don't see all the others.
It draws your eye,
yeah.
Particularly with its big bulge there, you know, you can't miss it.
No, love a good bulge.
Kind of like you.
Yeah.
But, I'm trying to think of others that we're missing. I mean, there's others on this list, but they're not going to... I mean, you know, you're not getting up near...
No. But the Portland Stag sign is good.
Direct text from a buddy. The Tillamook Cheese Factory, over 1 million visitors a year.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's making a top 20, but not... Come on.
And again, not good, but does it draw the people? not good, but not... You know.
Well, yeah. The question is most recognizable landmark? I don't think it's Tillamook.
The other one that gets me, and I know this is maybe a little... It's not as popular, but the other one that I've always just enjoyed when you see it, and I don't go there as much. I'm more of a Keller guy. I go see more stuff at the Keller, but the Schnitz, the Portland sign outside of the Schnitz is pretty good. Like, you instantly see that, and you're like, I'm home. Like, that's a very comforting feeling to see that in my.
So it says Smith Rock.
Yeah,
Smith Rock is solid.
It's nice. Well, we've gotten nowhere.
No, we figured out nothing.
Well, no. Interesting combo nonetheless.
I still stand
by... Wait,
is
there not an answer?
I stand
by... No, that's
what
I told you.
No, it's just an opinion.
It's... Yeah, everybody... It's like, there's a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought, like, people had, like, voted
on it. And that's what they were asking. They were saying there's so many cool things. Like, what is our most recognizable... I don't know. And they are doing a poll on Oregon Live. Do you want me to see if that... Let's see if they have...
Can we all agree, though, that Multnomah Falls isn't that impressive? Can we...
I mean, I like it.
But I understand you like it, but can we all agree it's not really impressive?
Well, it depends what you...
I disagree with you.
Here's the thing. Impressive, I think to a lot of people, a waterfall in general is impressive because you don't see a lot of waterfalls.
Waterfalls are super cool.
Okay, first off,
and that's a cool one.
You do see a lot of waterfalls.
Well, you live in... It depends on the person.
And it's not. That...
I'm from Kansas, dude.
Well,
I don't see a lot of waterfalls. Well. So when I see Multnomah Falls, I'm like, whoa!
That's pretty cool.
I'm jumping in, bro. And I did. They had to rescue me. Have you been rendered?
Yeah, baby.
I'm just...
It's cool. I get it. You don't like it.
Not
everybody doesn't like it.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
You're trying to get your opinion validated, and no one here is going to do that for you.
It's not... There's no
way
you can say it's impressive.
Fine. Nice. Nice opinion. Don't care. I like it. I'm going there tomorrow, damn it.
No,
I'm sorry.
Not
I
with the snow coming in. Nurse Nice is never going to let that happen.
I'm going up there. I'm going to run.
Not on Nurse Nice's watch. You kidding me? That thing's probably going to be frozen solid, according to her.
All right. There's your In the News. January 31. Can you believe that? We're already through the first month of 2025. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's a little...
Do you believe that?
It's a little crazy.
Do you believe?
Do you believe?
So when we reconvene on Monday, it will be February 3rd. Unbelievable.
For hell's sakes.
We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. In it, we have sports news on The Fan.